A group of Kentucky artists organized by singer-songwriter Daniel Martin Moore contributed to a two-set album to benefit two nonprofits affiliated with preserving Pine Mountain. Musicians and writers donated their time to create a collection of music and poetry for the good of the environment. For WEKU, I'm Sherry Lawson. In Harlan County, there's a place known as Pine Mountain. It's not a peak, like you might picture. Rather, it's a 125-mile stretch of land along a ridgeline. It goes from Tennessee through southeastern Kentucky and up to Virginia. In a nearly 100-year-old chapel there on the grounds of Pine Mountain Settlement School, 44 Kentucky artists shared music and poetry, produced into a two-set album by singer-songwriter Daniel Martin Moore.
The album itself was just an opportunity to make some art with extraordinary artists in an extraordinary place, and to celebrate that place and hopefully bring other people to that place.
Proceeds from the project are being donated to two nonprofits. Pine Mountain Settlement School is a National Historic Landmark where people come to learn about Appalachian culture and the environment. And the Kentucky Natural Lands Trust is an organization that works to protect, restore, and connect Kentucky wildlands. Moore's passion for Pine Mountain inspired the Pine Mountain Sessions project.
There are giant chunks of land on that mountain that have never been destroyed by humans. The old trees are still there. Those ancient ecosystems are intact. In this point in human history, in the history of the earth, that's an extraordinary thing. It's very unusual.
Since 1995, the primary work of Kentucky Natural Lands Trust has been focused on far southeastern Kentucky and Pine Mountain, according to Greg Abernathy, executive director of the Berea-based organization. He says funds raised through the Pine Mountain Sessions Project will help the Land Trust with its mission of buying and protecting land on Pine Mountain, which sits in central Appalachia.
It's one of the most biologically diverse places in the state. It's home to species that are found nowhere else on the entire planet that occur in some of the caves on Pine Mountain. In the temperate zone, this is the second most diverse forest that you find on the planet.
Martin Moore proposed the project in 2017, says Abernathy, and started inviting artists to Pine Mountain to record. Listening to all of the tracks of the Pine Mountain Sessions project was emotional for Abernathy.
I think it's leveraging the intersection of art and conservation to help advance the work that we're doing on Pine Mountain. And so, you know, I think Daniel's work is an incredible example of just how powerful those two realms and spaces can collaborate and work together for a greater good and greater change.
The CD and double LP contain 25 tracks. On the digital version of the album, there are an additional 19 tracks. Musicians like Jim James of My Morning Jacket, the band The Other Years, as well as Joan Shelley and Ben Solee contributed to the project. Writers such as Wendell Berry, Silas House, Bell Hooks, and Rebecca Gale Howe also contributed.
My mother told us not to have children. She'd say, never have a child you don't want. Then she'd say, of course I wanted you, once you were here.
That's Rebecca Gale Howe, she's reading from one of her contributions to the CD. She refers to Pine Mountain as one of the sacred grounds in the Commonwealth for anyone who thinks about land and the corporate interference with it. Howell was honored to be part of the project and felt fortunate to share her work in the chapel.
The chapel is extraordinary. I think it's true that it was built entirely from stones carved from one boulder. It's one of those spaces that you walk into and you know you're in a holy place.
Almost all the performances for Pine Mountain Sessions were recorded in the chapel. Daniel Martin Moore says while recording the performers, one of his goals was to help them feel totally unencumbered so they could sing out into the space.
And at the same time, I was, you know, listening to what they were making, and I was moved to tears on multiple occasions, just at the artistry of it and the beauty of it.
Wake me, my darling. Shake me if I cry out.
The Pine Mountain Sessions album is scheduled to be released this month. As part of the rollout of the project, a series of live performances are expected to be held across the state this year and part of next. In Lexington, I'm Sherry Lawson.